What can we expect to see and hear at the O2 in Bournemouth on Friday?
Well, the whole family is going to be there, the whole full circus, and you definitely will see a happy face, hear a thumping bass, and everybody in Bournemouth will become a loving race.
And you've got the whole original lineup from the Soul to Soul albums that we know back in the 80s and 90s, yes?
Yes, and quite a few new young bloods in there as well.
So who are they and what do they do?
Well, you're going to have Chris Brown, who's now the MD of the band, on bass. Jules on drums, Cash on guitar. We've got Brian on keys. We've got Echo in the string section. We've Karen Wheeler, MC Chickaboo, Jody, Samantha, Emma, SEL. I mean, the list goes on and on.
But you must need a big tour bus to get all those guys on there.
Yeah, just get two.
Look, tell me about this OBE, because I know that's some time ago, but what did you get it for? And I'm assuming you met one of the royals and you were given the OBE that way?
Yeah, the OBE was for services to the music industry. Way back in the early days, opening in one of my studios in Camden, in London, we had one of the rooms that we would allocate to people who just had ideas. And that was one of the rooms that was used by the Prince's Trust as well. So we had a kind of relationship. And then about 10 years later, they honoured me with an OBE, which was quite interesting. The fact that, you know, my parents are from the colonies as well. And we would have never imagined that a sound man carrying his equipment on the number 14 bus with a Safeway shopping trolley would have become part of the establishment, quote unquote.
Who did you get your OBE from? Did you go to the palace to get it?
Prince Charles, yeah. He went through the whole ceremony and everything at Buckingham Palace.
Because you know he's got his place just up the road, Poundbury, from here. You know, maybe you could invite him along to the show and then go back to his place afterwards.
Yeah, we could hang out, you never know.
There is an after party on Friday as well, as at the O2 in Bournemouth. What's going to be going on with that?
Yeah, we're going to be shaking the legs, so that's the part of the edutainment, as it were. And part of our whole social story, where I'll be DJing as well, alongside Norman Jay, I believe, and some of the local DJs as well. So it brings it all full circle into the club culture as well. So you'll see and feel the connection.
What is next for Soul to Soul then, after this?
We have an album, a collections album coming out, which there'll be some of the songs that you know, some of the other songs from the catalogue, the back catalogue will be on that. That comes out in February, and then we hit the road again mid-February, where we're all over the place, the various festivals.
Excellent. Well, look, we've got 16 listeners coming along to the show. You've been kind enough to give them tickets as well. Make sure you give them a shout-out on the night, won't you?
Will do, mate. Absolutely.
Excellent. Jazzy, it's been fantastic talking to you. Best of luck for the show on Friday. Really looking forward to seeing you. Have a good time, won't you?
Cheers, mate.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Your community, your voice. Hot Radio.